We're going to begin our text tonight in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. This is a very famous verse, amen. But I'd like to tell you all tonight, amen, the title of the message is, Have Faith in God. Have faith in God. All things are possible to him that believeth. It's an honor and it's a privilege, a blessing to minister, to preach to the church, the body of Christ. It is a fearful responsibility. The preacher is accountable to God. To do my very best in the Holy Ghost, I must first preach the message to myself. I must receive the message. I must be thrilled with the message. I must feel God's anointing on the message. It must be quickened in my spirit. It must come alive in me first before I can preach this and before the church can receive it. I have come here tonight to say, have faith in God, with a big exclamation point. Have faith in God. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he that comes to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You may be seated. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. The wonderful thing tonight is to know this, that the Word of God says that God has given every man a portion of faith. There is not one faithless person born on this planet Earth. God gives every man a portion of faith. Praise God, the Word says that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds, very tiny, but yet, amen, it grows into a mighty tree. Amen. And many of the fowl of the air take their refuge in it. So, if we have faith as that grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains tonight. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, verses 22 through 24, and Jesus said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. My Lord, my God, I've read that verse, and I've dwelt upon that verse, and I thought of Hebrews 11, amen, and 1 that says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Faith, amen, we cannot see it with our natural eye, but faith is a substance of things hoped for. Jesus said, amen, that whatsoever we ask, we can even say unto this mountain, be removed, amen, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in our heart, but shall believe, then those things which we saith shall come to pass. Future tense. Shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, Jesus said these words, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. When you pray, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you've received them. Future tense, and you shall have them. Can Jesus lie? No. What about spiritual mountains? Mountains of trouble. Mountains of financial problems. Mountains of health problems. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37, the Word says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. Have faith in God. Tonight we're going to speak of examples of faith in the Word of God. My first example is in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, speaking to Jesus, I have brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit. And oftentimes, Mark 9 and 22, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and in the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. A man comes to Jesus. A man comes saying, good master, I have brought my son before thy disciples to have my son delivered of a foul spirit, a deaf and a dumb spirit. Tonight we realize that there are physical illnesses, amen, that do have no relationship to demonic powers. There are those that are born or those that receive injury that are deaf. There are those that are mute that cannot speak, amen, because of a physical condition. But tonight we're speaking of a young man that was possessed of the devil. And this devil caused him not to be able to hear, and this devil caused him not to be able to speak. And this devil wanted to destroy this young man, and oftentimes it caused the young man to try even to commit suicide by being cast into the fire or to drown himself in the waters to destroy him. And this man looked at Jesus and said, but Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. My Lord, my God. He looked at this man and said to him, he said, if you can only believe, if you can only believe in the Lord God Almighty, amen, there's more to this. When he said, if thou canst believe, he wasn't saying to believe just anything. He wasn't saying believe a falsehood or believe in a false God. When Jesus said, if thou can believe, he was meaning, if you can believe in God Almighty, if you can believe in me as the Son of God, if you can believe in me, all things are possible to him that believes in Jesus. And straightway the father cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Many, many times in the Scriptures, Jesus has spoken to people and said, if you can believe, amen, you can receive your miracle. If you have faith and believe. This is the one and only time I see a man that stood before the Lord and cried with tears and said, Lord, I believe you. Will you please help my unbelief? I have some doubts, Father, but I believe enough to believe that you can even help me in my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people come running together, he rebuked that foul spirit, saying unto him. Now notice this. First of all, the young man couldn't hear. He was deaf and dumb. But that devil in him could hear. And when Jesus spoke to that demon, he said, thou dumb and thou deaf spirit, I charge thee, command thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Jesus addressed that demonic spirit. That demonic spirit had no problems hearing. And the Word of God says, and the spirit cried out. That ungodly spirit cried out, and he rent that young man's sore. That means he tore him. He had like a convulsion. And he came out of him. He didn't want to come out of him. The Bible said, amen, that he did not want to come out. But Jesus commanded. And he entered no more into that young man. And it was as though that young man was dead. Now that young man was rent and torn and fell on the ground. Insomuch that those that were round about him, they looked at that young man and said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and he lifted him up and he arose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though I were dead, yet shall I live. Amen. There's nothing going to separate me from God. No devil in hell is going to be able to kill me and separate me from the Lord. Amen. But Jesus will reach out his hand and he will say, arise. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Amen. And we'll speak another example. When Jesus came in the flesh, listen to this, folks. When Jesus came in the flesh, he came only to the house of Israel. When Jesus came preaching this gospel, he came only to the Jewish nation. He came to the lost sheep of Israel. He came unto his own people. He came and brought this gospel to the Jews. Amen? You must understand this, because in Matthew chapter 15, verse 22, the Word of God says, and behold, a woman of Canaan, a Gentile, not a Jew, came out of the same coast and cried unto Jesus, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Amen? Somehow, some way, this woman, even though she was not a Jew, even though she was not of the house of Israel, she had heard about Jesus. She had heard about the Lord and never met Him before, never seen Him before, but yet when she came to Him, she cried out to Him and said, "Oh Lord, Thou Son of David," she knew who He was. "Have mercy on me." And in Matthew 15:23, "But Jesus answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us." Jesus wouldn't even speak to the Gentile woman. She came, amen, and she cried out to Jesus to have mercy. And she continued to seek after the Lord. She didn't just ask Him once and then leave. She kept crying out, "O Lord, Thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But His disciples, they became irritated with her and said to Jesus, "Please, just send her away." But Jesus answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He told this lady this. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, "Lord, help me." She could have been offended. She could have turned away. But even when Jesus spoke to this woman and said, "I have not been sent to you, but only to the tribe of Israel," she still worshipped Him. But He answered and said, "It is not appropriate, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." He was telling her, "I have come to open the blinded eyes and to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to heal the lame, the maimed." But only the Jewish people. And He went on to say, "It's not appropriate that I should take what this belongs to the children and give it to dogs." He was saying to this woman that in the eyes of the Jewish nation, the Gentile people were dogs. Now, would that offend you? Would that cause you? Would that cause you to be angry with the Lord? Would that cause you to curse Him? Would that cause you to say, "If that's how you feel, I'll go away and I will go to someone else"? Listen, folks, it was offensive to be called a dog. Amen? No one likes to be told that type of thing. But she answered Him and said, "Truth, Lord, truth. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." What an answer this woman gave God. She looked at Jesus and said, "Jesus, I know You're speaking the truth, yet I say that the dogs will eat the crumbs, the leftovers, which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said unto her, listen to this, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. Even though it wasn't meant to be, by her faith, by her trusting in the Lord, Jesus said, "Oh, great is thy faith." Mm-hmm. Saints, be persistent. Jesus did not refuse her. Do not give up. Amen. Have faith in God. Jesus tells, amen, of a parable in the Word of God in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. This parable concerns a widow and an unjust judge. An unjust judge. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. "And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." Jesus gave this parable to tell people, pray and do not give up. "Say, there was in the city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man." This man had no fear of God. This man was not a righteous judge. He didn't fear God. He didn't fear man. "And there was a widow in that city, and she came to this judge, saying, avenge me of my adversary." Someone had done something wrong and had wronged this lady, and she came to this judge wanting judgment, wanting justice. And the Word of God says, "And the judge would not for a while. He wouldn't answer her. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. This unjust judge didn't fear God Almighty, didn't fear man, and this woman just kept coming back over and over and over and over, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And finally he said, the only way I'm ever going to get rid of this woman, the only way I'm ever going to get any peace, I'm going to have to answer her request, and I'm going to have to avenge her on her enemies, lest she wears me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Now, if this is what the unjust judge will do, listen to this. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Jesus said, don't give up. Be persistent. Keep coming. Keep asking of God. And God will come. And God will avenge you. God will do it speedily. But I'll say one other thing to you. When the Son of Man comes in the second coming, shall he even find anybody having any faith on the earth? Because you see, Jesus is here. At this time, this is the first coming of the Lord. He's there. He's preaching to them. And when he says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, he's talking about when he comes back after the church, when he comes back, amen, at the last days. Will he find faith on the earth?
Amen.
Continually seek God. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find.
Amen.
God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Diligently seek Him. The Word of God says that those that come to God must first believe that God is, that God exists, and that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Diligently seek after God. Have faith in God. Our last example tonight, amen, is in Mark chapter 5, verse 22, starting in verse 22. Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, fell at Jesus' feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Mark 5 and 35. While yet he spake unto Jairus, those came and said, trouble not the master, thy daughter is dead. Before Jesus even got to Jairus' house to lay hands upon his little daughter that she may live, the Bible says that while he yet spake, one came from Jairus' house and said, thy daughter is dead. Why trouble Jesus any further? But Jesus said to Jairus, be not afraid, only believe. Hey, in the face of death, Jesus said, be not afraid. Just believe. Just have faith. Have faith in God. 5 and 41. Jesus took the damsel by the hand and said, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. After Jesus got to Jairus' house, after he saw all the ladies weeping and crying and wailing at the death of Jairus' daughter, the Word of God says that the Lord took Jairus and took Jairus' wife and took a couple of other disciples, put everybody else out of the room, because he said to those outside, why do you weep? The damsel's not dead. She's just asleep. And they laughed at Jesus and mocked Jesus for such a thing that Jesus would say, that she's only asleep. And therefore, the Lord put all unbelief out of the room. He made everybody leave the room except the mother and the father and a couple of disciples with Jesus. And the Bible says, amen, that he reached out and laid his hand upon the damsel and said unto her, arise. And straightway, immediately, she arose and walked. Saints, have faith in God. Only believe. All things are possible to those that believe. In John 14, 1 through 3, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also."
Amen.
Have faith in God.
Amen.
Church, tonight I say, have faith in God. All things are possible that him that believeth. All things are possible. By faith, I believe that neither life, nor death, nor principalities,
amen,
nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature is going to be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
By faith, I believe that I am born again. By faith, I know that I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God giveth utterance.
Amen.
By faith, I believe that I was buried with Jesus in baptism, that I partook of the Lord's death, His burial, and His resurrection. I believe I come forth out of that watery grave a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The old man, the man that was born in sin, the man that inherited sin from Adam and Eve, that old man died out to sin in the baptism.
Amen.
I partook of the Lord's death. I partook of the Lord's burial. And according to God's Word, I partook of the Lord's resurrection as Jesus rose from the dead. So I come up out of that watery grave a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Old things have passed away. All things became new. Amen. And by faith I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It wasn't automatic. Amen. I had to seek after it. The Word of God says, "Ask and you shall receive. Knock and shall be opened. Seek and you shall find." God is a rewarder in the day and in the hour that you seek God with your whole heart.
Amen.
He shall be found of you. When Peter spoke in Acts 2:38, said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." God cannot lie.
That's right.
If you repent and you are baptized and you seek God, He's going to fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But you have got to change. You've got to turn from sin. You've got to desire righteousness. You've got to desire to want to walk with God. You don't want to desire the things of the flesh, the things of the past. The things that you once took pleasure in, now you're ashamed of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that you once, amen, was able to receive carnal pleasure, now grieves your heart.
Amen.
It grieves your soul. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Tonight, amen, we are God's people. We are God's church.
Amen.
We are God's arms, His legs. We're His eyes, His ears.
Mm-hmm.
We're His mouth. Jesus said, "When I was in the world, I was the light of the world." He said, "Now ye are the light of the world." Amen. The Word of God says, amen, that people could only see Christ through the church.
Amen.
We have the message tonight. Amen. And our message is not a hard message. And our message is not a complicated message. God said that the plan of salvation is so simple that even a foolish person won't make a mistake therein. God's plan of salvation is so clear in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God's plan of salvation is not hidden. Amen. It's there for anyone to read. Praise God. Jesus said, "If you love me, you obey my commandments."
Amen.
It's not all that cry, "Lord, Lord," that's going to be saved, but those that obey God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
And God has commandments. And God made a plan. And God gave that plan to His disciples. He distinctly give the plan of salvation in the hands of Apostle Peter. He looked at Peter and said, Peter, Satan desires you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed the Father for you that you will not be led into temptation. But when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Peter was converted on the day of Pentecost when he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said that he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. We believe that those keys are repentance, water baptism in Jesus' name, and receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. And all 11 stood up with Peter on that wonderful day, and they all agreed. And God has not changed. This is the message that God has given the church. This is the message that we desire to preach. And therefore we pray and ask the Lord to send in souls that we can speak the words of truth to them.
Amen.
And amen. And after they've repented and after they've been baptized and after they're filled with God's precious gift of the Holy Ghost, we want to teach them about holiness.
Amen.
We want to teach them about living a godly life. Let's stand tonight. Father, you've heard this message tonight. These words, Lord, are the words of God. You said, Father, to have faith in you, that all things are possible. We put our love and our trust and our faith in you tonight. Lord God, that thy will be done. We pray to be your servants. We pray to be your ministers and your disciples. We pray, God, that you will use us for such a time as this. We pray, God, that you'll use us. Lord, you're not a respecter of persons. Father, if we can witness to one or two, a dozen, Lord. We can witness to hundreds. Lord, what you would have for us to do. We pray, God, we don't know how long we have on this earth. We don't know the day nor the hour that you're coming. But, Father, we want to be found working. We want to be found awake. We don't want to be found sleeping. God, we want to be watching for you. You said in your word to watch and pray.
Amen.
Watch and pray that you'll not come upon us as a thief in the night. But, Lord, we desire, Lord, to hear you say, well done, my good and my faithful servants. Enter you into the rest of the Lord. We ask, Father, you go with us tonight. We ask, Lord God, that this week we be your witness. We ask this, Lord God, in your wonderful name. And let the church say amen.
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 Shake hands and be friendly. Hallelujah.